Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Hope for Today. Today, our lesson is from Exodus 33, and the title is Meeting with God. Put yourself in the Israelites' shoes. How do you think it felt for them to meet this God? There are not many people who have seen and heard what the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. Now, they could actually meet with this awesome God. Pastor J. Mark will share today's lesson on meeting with God. Please turn with him to Exodus 33 if you can.
For many people, God is only a word or a name. In English, we spell it with three letters, G-O-D, God. He is not very real to those people who think of him only as a word. But I insist that God is more than a word. He's more than an idea. He is the divine being. The Hebrew writer says that he, God, exists, and he rewards those who diligently seek him. So yes, he is real, and he can be as near to you as he was to his people Israel here in the book of Exodus. In fact, he can be nearer because today he lives in the hearts of all who worship him through his Holy Spirit. God revealed himself to ancient Israel. He made himself real to them. They saw the evidence of his presence and they heard his voice. He came to Mount Sinai and delivered the law to Moses. He gave the people his word because he wanted them to know that he is real. Now, I know those events happened thousands of years ago, and so we might ask the question, is God still real today? Absolutely, and he wants you to experience the reality of who he is in your own life. In Exodus chapter 33 and verses 7 to 11, the Bible tells us how God can be real to us in our time, just as real as he was to the people of Israel many years ago there in the wilderness. So listen carefully now as I read from the Holy Scripture, Exodus 33, beginning with verse 7. And Moses took the tabernacle and set it up outside the camp, far away from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of the Congregation. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of the congregation, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man in the door of his tent. And they looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped, every person in his tent door. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. This scripture helps us understand what people do when they meet with God, and when God becomes real to them. I want to show you several relations Israel had with God which made him real to them. The first relation was the tent of the Lord. The tent of the Lord was a place of relation, or we might say relationship. If you recall, it was carefully built and set up outside the camp. God had given Moses the exact pattern to build the tabernacle when he was on Mount Sinai. God had given him the dimensions, the materials, and the details of all the furnishings. He gave specific instructions that the tabernacle was to be set up outside the camp. Now, originally, the camp was to be set up around the tabernacle with God's dwelling place in the center. But now God said it was to be set up outside the camp. The Lord said he couldn't be among this people because if he were, he would consume them. So for that reason, Moses understood that the tabernacle would be erected or set up outside the camp. It was called the tabernacle, or the tent of meeting, or the tent of the congregation. It has several different names in Scripture. But it was the place where people went to meet God. When they sought the Lord, when they wanted to ask God something, they went out to the tabernacle of the congregation that was outside the camp. There had to be a desire to know the Lord and to know what His will is. So they would go from their tent to the tent of the Lord. You know, that required some action, some effort on their part. And I believe that God will not be real to you or me until we make the effort to find Him and know Him. Here was a visible place where God would be found, and anyone who wanted to seek the Lord went out to this tabernacle of the congregation. It was there, and God was real to them. He promised to meet with them there. God can be real to you too, if you will seek for Him, and you don't need to go to any special place to seek Him. You can do it right where you are. The next relation, or the next part of the relationship that the Lord had with Israel, was the presence of the Lord. So we had the tent of the Lord, now we have the presence of the Lord. And it was the presence of the Lord that made possible the relationship with the Lord. When Moses went to the tabernacle, there was a certain way of doing things. There was a proper order that he followed in order to come into the presence of the Lord. And so when the people saw that Moses was going out to the tabernacle, they all rose up and stood in their tent doors. They were watching. There was a certain expectation, a certain reverence when Moses went out there. There was also an understanding that you don't just come into the presence of the Lord unprepared. You come the proper way. You come in the way that God has specified. So as I said earlier, the tabernacle was set up outside the camp, and Moses went out there to seek the Lord, and when he did, all the people stood up. When Moses came to the door of the tabernacle, then the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and God was present in that pillar or column of cloud. God was at the entrance to the tent of the congregation in that cloudy pillar. And Moses was approaching God. He was coming into God's presence. Now you may remember the pillar of cloud was a part of the experience of the children of Israel ever since they had come from Egypt. In fact, that very first night when they left Egypt, the cloudy pillar came and stood between them and the Egyptians who were chasing after them. It assured the people of Israel that God was present with them. And so when Moses came to the tabernacle and the cloudy pillar came and stood by the door of the tabernacle, that reassured the people of God's presence. And then the Lord talked with Moses there. Now, today, in our approach to God, you and I must come with respect. We must come with reverence into His presence. There's a proper order, a proper way to come before the Lord. And because He is God, He is free to make whatever requirements He chooses. He's the Holy One, and we must follow His requirements by observing the proper order and the proper way to come to Him. When we meet His conditions, like Moses did, then God will come and fellowship with us. So the Lord came down, and He talked with Moses. Moses was in the presence of the Lord. That is meeting God. And then the final relation or relationship was the fellowship of the Lord. So we have the tent of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, and now the fellowship of the Lord. And the fellowship of the Lord was the goal of the relationship. This was evident because when the people saw the cloudy pillar standing there at the tabernacle door, they all rose up and worshiped the Lord, everyone in his tent door. They were in fellowship with God. God was real to them because His presence was made known by the appearance of that cloudy pillar. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. That's what we read. Face to face. Moses had a personal relationship with the Lord, with Jehovah God. He had a oneness with the Lord. A relationship of worship close to God was the experience of Moses and the congregation. You know, that kind of fellowship with the living God is the joy of being one of His children. It not only blesses the hearts of God's people, but it also brings pleasure to God. He speaks to us today, face to face, in His Word and by His Spirit. So again, I ask you, is God real to you? He can be. In fact, He wants to be real to you. That's why He sent Jesus into the world. Jesus said to His disciple, Philip, "If you have seen Me, you have seen the Father." So you and I can have fellowship with God, much like Moses did. Now, the cloudy pillar won't come to the door of your congregation as it did with Moses, but you can have fellowship with the Lord. God can be real to you. You can meet God in your heart alone, or you can meet Him in the presence of other believers. To meet God, it's good to have a place to meet Him, a particular place where we meet God in Bible reading and prayer. I realize you may live in a place where that's not possible. You may have to worship in the security and seclusion of your home. But it's good to have a place where we can meet with God's people in reverence and awe and worship, a place where we can praise and worship Him together. It's so encouraging to be able to do that. The children of Israel experienced God's presence in a unique way. Today, you and I can experience God's presence too. We can have fellowship with Him in a face-to-face relationship.
Wow, think about that last line. We can have a face-to-face relationship with God. How did the Israelites feel about this after all they had seen and heard? They had experienced God at Mount Sinai and were filled with terror. They had also heard God say He might destroy them because of their stubbornness. Now those who sought the Lord could go to the tabernacle outside the camp like Moses in today's lesson. I had to wonder how many of them were interested. What do you think? From their perspective, was it safe? After all they had been through, maybe they were too scared. Think about that question, though. Is God safe? In Hebrews, it says, "Our God is a consuming fire." Consuming fires aren't very safe. And 1 Corinthians has this thought, "Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men," implying that we know what it is to fear the Lord. Back to the question, is God safe? I like how C.S. Lewis answered this question in his writing. Of course God is not safe, but He is good. The fact that we can know God personally is very incredible, and it is His goodness that allows it, not because He is safe. We come to Him, trusting His mercy. I challenge you to come to God with this perspective of Him. You will not come entitled, feeling like you deserve this or that, but you will be humbled, knowing who you are next to His holiness. And this is the goal of meeting God, going on to know Him and serve Him. A worship response inside will come out and change our lives so all we do is for His honor and glory. Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching and the challenge to us. God, help us spend time in His presence and meet Him regularly. If you have any questions or if you'd like a copy of today's teaching, here is how you can contact us. The best way is email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could write to us. Our address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. On our website, you can listen to our other programs and find other helpful resources. So please look around while you're there. If you go to the Connect tab, you can message us directly. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. Thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to next week and hope you will join us for more lessons from Exodus. Go now with God's grace and peace.